In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God and Mother of us all. Amen. Amen. It is the seventh day of Holy Week. 6 long days have passed since the beginning, since Jesus arrived at Jerusalem and we waved palms in procession behind him. 6 days since we said our hosannas and went home in eager expectation. And there was evening and there was morning. 5 days since Jesus cleansed the temple. 4 since he took on scribes, and there were evenings and there were mornings. 3 since he taught in Bethany. 2 since he washed our feet. A day ago, he hung upon the cross. And there was evening and there was morning. And as the sun was rising on this, the seventh day, I wonder if the disciples realized they were deep inside the story of creation. Did Joseph of Arimathea think of Genesis when he took the body of the second Adam and placed it tenderly into a garden? Did Nicodemus know as he wrapped his teacher in plants yielding seed that he caressed the image of God? Did they realize that this bruised and bloody corpse would be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it? Did they know on this, the seventh day, that the heavens and the earth were finished? And that while the Christians were in hiding and the Romans cleaned their crosses, and the world went on as usual, God was resting from all his works. There is an interesting tension inside of Holy Saturday, this in-between dead space liturgy we celebrate today. The church has, since ancient times, said 2 contrasting things about this day. First, that it is a day of action, of movement, of work. Specifically, the church has taught that on Holy Saturday, Christ went down into hell and liberated the people who were held there. Christ, 1 Peter tells us, went and made proclamation to the spirits in prison. The church refers to this with a lovely antique word, harrow. It's an old English term meaning plow or rake. A harrow was an agricultural tool with teeth that a farmer would drag across the soil. It was designed to pluck up the weeds and break up clods and cover up freshly sown seed. This is the day, the church says, when Christ harrowed, dragged, broke up the soils of hell in preparation for Easter. Holy Saturday on this tradition is anything but uneventful and morose. It is history's greatest work. Yet Christians have said another thing about this day. It is the Sabbath. And Jesus, who is well and truly dead, rests. We heard it in our opening collect just moments ago. Like God in Genesis on the last day of creation, the body of Jesus now ceases from all its work. It cools approximately 1.4 degrees an hour. Its limbs, made rigid in death, slowly begin to uncurl. From sundown to sundown, Jesus keeps Sabbath. He does absolutely nothing. He doesn't move an inch. And I have to admit, I don't know what to do with this paradox. Which one is Holy Saturday really? Is it the hell harrowing, the soul plucking, the mighty work of the gospel, or is it the Sabbath? But I suspect the only Christian answer can be yes. Jesus disturbs death and he keeps the Sabbath. Both are true. Maybe they're actually one and the same. Maybe the harrowing of hell just is the Sabbath after all, and the Sabbath just is the thing that uproots hell. Maybe Christ's total rest unto death, his ceasing, his absolute utter stillness, is the thing that deals the final blow to evil. It would make some sense. I can think of no greater challenge to a world that defines us by our productivity, and no greater answer to those voices saying, "You're not enough, keep working more." There's no greater threat to our mad pursuit of living than Jesus resting in a tomb, sundown to sundown. It says something that not even Holy Week, not even the pressing demands of Easter, stopped our Lord from taking a Sabbath. And if that is the case, then really, what is my excuse? As I've been thinking about Sabbath in preparation for this day, I've been thinking about the memorial garden on the southeast side of our church. I've not spent all that much time in cemeteries before coming to St. Joseph. I never wanted to spend time in cemeteries. But over the past few years, I've slowly changed my mind. I've watched our little church burial grounds come into bloom, anchoring our little community in the process. I've seen volunteers spreading mulch and planting flowers. I've seen altar guilders pour communion wine across the soil. I've heard the soothing sound of wind chimes and have thrown fistfuls of dirt over newly buried bodies. I love that little memorial garden. As far as I'm concerned, it is the Eden of 9th Street. Every week, it and everybody inside it preaches Holy Saturday to the world. Creation is finished, they tell us. Christ rests from all his work. In his strength, we can rest too. And that may just be the gospel at the end of it all. Everything that happens next is commentary.